Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, what is a saint? This word saint, or even in Hindi and Sanskrit, we use the word sant, it's become used very widely, you can say, but actually it has a very specific meaning, which is much more narrow than the way in which we use the word saint nowadays. The specific meaning of a saint is someone who is maya-teet. Maya is the cosmic power, the material energy that actually separates a soul from God. So right now, all of us ordinary souls, we are maya-dheen or maya-bad. It means we are under the bondage of maya. We are under the bondage of the material energy, which is why we're forced to take birth after birth again here in this world. We cannot escape this world. So we are maya-bad. God is maya-dheesh. He is the controller of maya. Maya is his power. He uses maya to manifest the universe. So he is maya-dheesh, or the owner of maya. Those souls who attain God, with God's grace, they become maya-teet, which means beyond maya. A soul never becomes maya-dheesh. They don't become the creator, sustainer, and destroyer of the universe like God. But they no longer have to be maya-bad either. So they become maya-teet. They're a soul beyond the bondage of maya. Another way of understanding it is that we are atma. We are a soul. God is paramatma because he resides within my soul, within every person's soul, within the soul of every living being, giving life to it. So he is the soul of our soul. Just like our soul gives life to our body, God gives life to our soul. So he is paramatma. He is the supreme atma of all the souls. We are atma. He is paramatma. And those atma who attain paramatma, they become mahatma. So a mahatma is another word we use for a saint. But it's not just a holy person or a religious person. It's actually someone who has attained God and who is beyond maya. Same thing with the word mahapurush. Souls are referred to as being purush. It means a living being. In this case, it doesn't mean a man, like the colloquial use of the word in Hindi. It means a soul. So the purush who attains param purush, who attains the supreme divine personality of God, becomes a mahapurush, which is another word we use for a saint. But this definition is very narrow. It's not just someone who talks about God or who dresses in religious clothing or grows their beard or hair long. It's actually someone who has attained God and is beyond maya. Jai Shri Radhe.